Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, here we go, Gator. Question number one. It looks like at least 10 teams should be guaranteed a spot in the college football playoff. Which team, though, is going to be left out? And that which team will have the biggest beef for being left out?
You know, I went through this yesterday, actually, between segments, and I came up with a list of schools that I think are teams that I think are going to be on the outside looking in, all looking for one spot. Alabama, South Carolina, Miami, Clemson, and Ole Miss, I think, are the teams that have a legitimate claim to that 12th spot, but only one's going to get in, and it's going to be Alabama. So I think the team that has the biggest beef about this is South Carolina. They have three wins over top 25 teams, and their three losses on the season are all to top 25 teams. They've got a six-game win streak, and they just downed Clemson last week. Alas, that fan base is going to be livid when Alabama ends up making the CFP.
All right, any team that plays this weekend in a conference title game and has their position hurt should be livid. An example of this is Penn State. They were the 6th seed last week. They're likely to be the 5th seed this week. If they lose to Oregon in the Big Ten title game Saturday night, they should not lose home field advantage and drop to a 9-12 spot. But to answer the question specifically, I look at Clemson versus SMU in the ACC title game. SMU's hanging on to a spot right now. If they lose the ACC title game and lose their playoff spot, I think that's bogue. I don't think you should be punished by losing in a conference championship game. And that's the team that I think is going to have the biggest beef.
Wow, that would be if SMU doesn't get in, I would agree with that. I got them getting in, though. You make a great case for South Carolina. I think that's definitely a team that would be pissed if they didn't get in, Gator. I think Miami's another team. I'll make the case for Ole Miss, though. I mean, the Kentucky loss is bad. Don't get me wrong. That's a bad loss. But Kentucky also almost beat Georgia. They lost to Georgia by 1 point. Ole Miss beat Georgia. They beat South Carolina as well, the other team that you know you're making a case for here, Gator. So I've got Ole Miss as the one being left out and maybe the one with the biggest beef. All right, should the Heisman ballots be collected before championship weekend? Because is it unfair for great players who just don't have a chance to put any stat padding at that final game?
Yeah, I think if this is our system, the voting should end now, and the votes should be in this week. I agree, these are postseason games, but I don't like the system to begin with. I've often talked about how I would give the positional awards now. The Doak Walker to the best running back, the Danny O'Brien to the best quarterback, the Thorpe to the best defensive back, the Butkus to the best linebacker. And then the voters vote from those pools of players. that would force the voters to do something that nobody seems to want to do, and that's look at a non-skill position player. And you can't tell me that every single year the best player in the college game is a quarterback with the occasional running back and the rare wide receiver winning the award. So if they're going to keep it this way, end it now. If not, change it and make the voters think a little bit.
Yeah, I think it is unfair. It's a regular season award, and conference championship games are relatively new phenomena. So I know that records are going to have some mental asterisks next to them because we're adding more and more playoff games every year. And it provides extra opportunities. I think it'd be great to be able to see Travis Hunter play another game, but we're not going to get to see that. Or Shedeur Sanders. You know, both guys for Colorado, they had a nice season, but not nice enough to play in a conference championship game. And yet, one of those guys is the favorite to win the Heisman, and I hope he does, despite not being able to pad his stats.
Yeah, I agree, guys. I don't think it is fair. I've always thought the title games, bowl games, all that stuff shouldn't even count towards your stats because those are postseason stuff. I think you should have regular season stats, which is what the Heisman should be based on, and you have postseason stats, championship games, conference title games, bowl games, all that stuff. Now playoff games. So yeah, I agree. It should not count. You should have your votes in before this weekend. Okay, if Ryan Day doesn't win the opening round of the playoffs, will he be back at Ohio State next year?
First of all, I think that that he wants to be back. I think he's got something to prove. He's got to beat Michigan, and to not have another chance at that, I think it would crush him. So the only way you're going to get rid of him is if he wants to leave, because the buyout's too much. What did you say was $39 million or something like that, Doug?
Yep.
So the only other way I could see it happening, they could justify it, is if the team quits on him. And they could just point at, look, the team quit on you, dude. We got to work something out. But I don't think they're going to quit. I think that they've, like I said yesterday, I think they got a golden opportunity in front of them that they can forget about the Michigan game and focus on the college football playoff and have a chance to win a national championship.
My 51% says no. He would not be back if they lose in the first round of the playoffs. I think there's about a 10% chance that he gets fired. I think there's about a 41% chance that he just walks away. And I think there's a 49% chance that he stays. And I don't think they will fire him. I don't think they want to fire him. And I think that's too much money. I think that man looks miserable, absolutely miserable. And if they lose that game, I think he might just say, F it. I can go be appreciated somewhere else.
That's interesting. I mean, would he walk away? I don't think he would. And I think he'll be back because Ohio State would not pay that buyout. That buyout is just enormous. And if you take a step back and relax for a minute, because he does look miserable, Doug, and if he loses in the first round, I can't even imagine what would be going through his mind. He'd probably still be thinking about Michigan, to be honest with you. But if you take a step back, hey, Cooper was 0-4-1 to start against Michigan. He was ultimately, 2-10-1 when he finally, you know, hey, that was enough for Ohio State. So I think Ryan Day's got a little bit longer leash with Michigan and with the Buckeyes. They don't want to buy him out, of course. And hey, he can win this next year. They always bring back a good team. They always have good recruiting classes. They pay up, you know, to whoever, NIL, all that stuff. So I think he will be back. All right, what's been the biggest surprise this season in college football?
Arizona State. They may make the playoff. They play for a Big 12 title Saturday. They were picked last in the Big 12. From perspective, think about this. Vegas Insider, their total wins was 4.5. Michigan State's was 5.5. Imagine if Michigan State was playing in a Big 10 title game this weekend. This is an incredibly surprising season. Arizona State, the biggest surprise in college football.
Well, you make a compelling case, and that wasn't one of the schools I was looking at. I was torn between Colorado and Indiana, and it came down to me that Colorado just has more talent than Indiana does. So I'm going to go with Indiana because they flipped the entire roster basically and added a new coach with Kurt Cignetti coming from James Madison. And yeah, they got a whole bunch of players from James Madison to help rule the roost here in the Big Ten. Now, their schedule was a joke in the non-conference schedule, and their conference schedule wasn't all that taxing. They basically played Ohio State and they lost. But it's not their fault. That's the way the schedule falls. The teams that they did beat, they dominated with an average of over 30 points per victory. So, yeah, I got to say it's Indiana and what Kurt Cignetti has done in one season to get that team. It's Indiana with 11 wins in the college football playoff already. I think it's impressive.
It's very impressive. It's a pretty good call there, Gator. I mean, you go to the other way, too, of Florida State and what they've done the opposite, yeah. You know, coming off of a regular season where they won every game. But I'm going to go with a player. I'm going to go with Ashton Jeanty, okay? I couldn't even find his preseason Heisman odds. It's incredible. He was a good running back last year, but he's nearly doubled his yards and touchdowns from last year. And with the running back position possibly being back in the NFL, and he's going to be a top pick now, I think that's it's a great thing. I think he came out of nowhere for me personally. Like I said, good running back last year, great running back this year. All right, Georgia-Texas rematch in the SEC title game. Texas is favored by 2.5 points. But the Bulldogs, they won the first game 30-15, and that game was in Texas. This game is in Atlanta. Does this point spread make any sense to you guys?
Nope. Not even a lick of it. I mean, both teams have their issues. Both have had tight wins against lesser competition, but I don't understand this. I mean, perhaps the only thing that skews in this favor, and it's not even all the way in the favor, is that the title game will be played and they'll have ticket sales that'll try to be equitable as you can. You know, there's going to be a lot of tickets available for Texas fans, but this doesn't make any sense. Georgia won at Texas, so I don't get this.
It's an overreaction to Georgia Tech taking UGA to 8 overtimes. The Dogs have the third toughest schedule in the country. Texas has the 32nd ranked toughest schedule in the country, but let me be clear about that. That is officially the easiest schedule in the SEC. Texas won 7 SEC games. Of the bottom 7 teams in the SEC, Texas beat 6 of them. Mm. Think about that. Their 6 wins of their 7 came against the teams in the bottom 7 spots in the league. This makes no sense, and I've already gone big on the Dogs.
Do you guys remember the quarterback Mike Glennon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
NC State. Yeah, Carson Beck is Mike Glennon with tattoos. Okay, so here's the thing, guys. Georgia, I don't know, man, about this team. And I'd never shy away from Vegas. Vegas threw this line out there for a reason. I don't question Vegas. This line doesn't make sense to everybody, but it makes sense to Vegas. So that way, I'm backing off. Something doesn't seem right, though. Carson Beck with tattoos is Mike Glennon.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, is it fair that Notre Dame cannot get in or cannot get a first-round bye, I'm sorry, because those spots are reserved for conference champions?
I think it's great. I think it's great, and I bet it eventually forces Notre Dame's hand. Their AD always said, as long as we can have a great TV deal and make money and have a path to the playoff, then we'll stay independent. Well, they still have the path to the playoff, but they don't have as an easy path to the championship. And they're going to have one season where they go 12-0, and they still have to play a first-round game. And if they lose it, I think that'll be the breaking point. At some point, I think Notre Dame is going to join the ACC as a full-time member.
Like, the question is it fair? Yep, sure is. Join a conference already. I'm with you 100%, Doug. Their best wins over Louisville this year, and they have the worst loss of any top 10 team in the country when they fell to the mighty Huskies of Northern Illinois. So put your big boy pants on, join the Big Ten or the ACC or even the Big 12 and get on board. Or you can go ahead and continue with your self-righteous attitude and pout and complain to fan bases that just don't care, Notre Dame.
Self-righteous is right. I'm pretty sure at this point, if you had to be in a conference to win the national title, they wouldn't do it. Just out of pure arrogance. I mean, no, of course, you know, join a conference. This is the way it is, Notre Dame. So is it fair or not? It doesn't matter. Join a conference.
And there you go. That concludes the college football blitz thingy.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.